wishing I no longer lied to mine. Can't come in there, don't you see?
Listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3 until 2 a.m.
that with the cat there?
Must be full of reefer.
Full of reefer?
Yeah, man.
Mean that cat's high?
Sailing lightly.
Get away from here.
Man, is that the reefer, man?
That's the reefer, man.
I believe he's losing his mind.
I think he's lost his mind.
Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he says he walks the ocean, anytime he takes a notion, then you know you're talking to reefer man. Talking to that reefer man.
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
Have you ever met a funny reefer man?
Reefer man.
If he takes a stud mania, wants to give you Pennsylvania, then you know you're talking to the reefer man.
First Bane didn't care anything about anyone. They treated everyone the way the CCP treats people in China. Not even worth dirt.
No.
And they've always abused all of you when you've gone to nobody to have a life. They'll give you a little happiness, but just barely enough to hopefully keep you from committing suicide and coming out of your body. They did that because the more they abuse you when you're in a body, the more your spirit grows and the larger you get. And they were wanting all of you to grow as large as possible and then put you in some of these new universes recently created. And then split off in there and release more of the two spirit mates get together, release a large parts of themselves, and then that's it might be a billion more small beings. So it was going to be a mega growth population spurt, and then they were going to retire, and everyone's going to do the praise Mother Father God thing. That didn't happen because Ara in body, you know, just said it's not going to happen. The fight went on and on, and Ara, while in body, killed them, the original first being male and female. The other large source beings that were there, the clean ones, even negative source, it's all in the books, creation book series, books 1 to 3.
Oh, yeah, you got to get those.
by J. Aramelius Essex was because of him.
They've put the Earth is one of the four dirtiest planets and negative planets there is in creation, and there's trillions and trillions of planets with life on them. And when I say life, I mean many, many millions or hundreds of millions of beings on it.
Oh,
and all this negativity, it's been hurting everyone, causing problems, and Ara has had to keep dealing with it for the short term he'd ever be out of body. He, in my last life, myself as Ara, my last life was Gandhi. And then 8 years later, after dying as Gandhi, getting shot, that was about the only way to get me out of the body. Now I'm in this body 8 years later, and now I'm finally getting out, but when you source, especially the stronger you are, the more your energy bonds with the body that you're in, and it's very hard for that body to die. And there's no one on the other side that'll come get me out of this thing. But anyway, so what's happening is those beings on this planet is just loaded with beings that are negative. Look at what's going on right now. Look at the richest of the rich, and then it goes down to like a triangle. It opens up, and there's nothing but nasty people who want to control everyone. The CCP, they don't care about their people. They tell them that you're dirt, your parents are dirt. The only thing that matters is the CCP. It's a communist party. That's all that matters. And they believe it. And anyway, they're a disease. And there's others around here. Look at George Soros. Look at him. That guy's one of the nastiest things you'll ever meet. There's too many people over here that are really nasty. They don't belong in bodies. They never should have been put in one. The original ones are dead now. They're gone. The one called JC, he's dead. He's gone. They've all attacked the protector Arrow, and then Arrow killed them all in body. So that's the end of them. Now what's going on is a cleansing of creation.
All
and
right.
I've been talking about this since 2009.
Bring it
and,
on, Jay.
The nasty stuff. Anything that having high negativity is one thing, but if you don't attack something, then you leave it alone, then fine, you can protect it. Anything, no matter what level of negativity, as soon as you go abusing, trying to control, run over, hurt, whatever, other people, then your protection immediately turns into your destruction. So anyway, that's happening throughout creation. It's about to, as soon as Ara is free again. On this planet, you have way, way, way too many beings, many, many beings that never should have been put in body. They're so negative. And then you have so many corrupt people that are very clean energy that just want to use and abuse others. They're going. They're dying. The bodies are dying. The spirits are coming out. And most of those spirits are going to be deleted. And the only thing that can do that is Ara. There's a lot of people here who are suffering. They're old and sick, and they have cancer. They need to go home. These physical bodies never should have been set up as a way for spirit beings, for any of us to grow as spirit. But anyway, that's all changing. 2,000 years, less than 2,000 years, no more physical bodies. Everyone will have energy bodies. People that are old and sick, they're suffering, they need to go. The people that are nasty and negative and abusive or clean inside, but they're abusive, they're going. Okay, and like I said, most of them being deleted. There's people like the CCP has distorted all the people in their country, almost every one of them, but the Chinese people. They have their mindset's incorrect. They need to be free. Those who they are inside, the real person, is the spirit inside. That's what makes the body. The body is just a physical shell. It's the person inside. That person inside has been abused. It cannot have a pleasant life in there. It cannot have a good experience. Their bodies are going to be destroyed. They're going to die. So there's people in China and other places jumping out of windows just to get away from it. They're suffering. It's time for the suffering to end. And these people will be very calmly, softly, properly taken out of the bodies, except for the abusive ones. They're going to suffer by intention, by mind. That's what's about to happen. As soon as I'm out of here, just wait a few clicks and boom. Anyway, that's the short of it. That's what's going on and why. This is going on throughout creation. All dimensions, everything, everywhere. Most of it's already been done on the other side. I just have to get out of here. This body, the JSX body. Waiting to take over. As soon as I'm out of the body, then boom, it all starts. But first, I've got to clean this planet. They'll be doing their thing quietly, but they're not going to come out in large until after I start getting rid of everything. About 40%, 30 to 40% right away, the people on this planet are going to be taken out. There's too many negative people here. There's too many people that are hurt and starving. They need to be pulled out of their body so they can be in their natural state of spirit and not suffering. All these abusers, people who want to control, especially these communist groups, they're dead. They don't know it yet, but those bodies are dead, and a lot of them are going to be pulled out. The spirit will be pulled out of the body and just killed, destroyed as I pull them out, I'm going to destroy them.
We're watching MASH. It's an episode with Trapper John and Henry Blake. I gotta be honest, it was really great. Shit to think while the tape plays. This must be gang with me as the creator of the physical world. I'm the catalyst of change for the energy fields around me that create matter. This has always been the case. Time lag was always in my face. I'm doing things now and I'm transforming the place. I imbue everything with beauty, style, and grace. I keep my own time and I create the pace.
What?
I'm burning the fools along with their demons. I don't care. They've been around your whole life. You should have known they were there. I leave that behind me and I no longer despair. Those jive-ass chums and the skeptics and naysayers, they know you would project their failures onto me. Those were some raps to say while the music is to play out of tape recorder box. I record all that stuff down so that my styles are never lost.
I'm not concerned myself with the key.
Everything is just happy and free.
I'm gonna go to the hospital.
So this new group of ETs, it's waiting to happen, and it's going to happen soon. But all the stuff about the old Federation of Planets and yada, yada, yada,
the
and all the
Federation.
Nasty groups of ETs that have done stuff with different governments, including being brought here to the Earth as prisoners.
Someone
and forced to work on weapons and stuff. That's all. That's basically all over. So everything's about to come out, but it's going to change. The ETs are going to be dealing with people. Those people that I've cranked up especially, they have my energy in them. The ETs have equipment where they can literally scan the whole planet, or, you know, like half of it at a time, whatever. Literally see who's got that special type of energy inside them. They start going to those people. What's going on now? All these people have cranked up over the years. They have a lot of ETs popping in and out. They're getting ready. They're waiting on me to hurt and get out of here. I've had a lot of talks the Drock and the Antids, but especially the Drock. They're very impatient. I've been promised to have help getting out of here, and it's been going on since 2015. So, so much for that. But anyway, I'll be out of here soon. You'll see the ETs, but not until there's a whole lot of destruction on this planet. Suffering. All these nasty, garbage, destructive, abusive, controlling people, they're going. They have no place in creation anymore.
Your eyes are two blind eagles that kill what they can't see.
Listening to Tony Ezzi on the synthesizer and Nicola Royer Artuso on bass. Before that, you heard Tony Ezzi on the clarinet. And if there's any guitar or violin, you can be sure that that's Nicola Royer Artuso, recorded live in Montreal on the first day of the year, 2021. A Hachi Chachi.
That are tired, old, and suffering anyway, and those that are really suffering horrific, you know, lives and everything else, and then all the people that are vicious and nasty. So over a short period of time, that'll turn out to be 40% of what's here.
Holy cow! Bring it on, Jay.
So anyway, a whole new age is coming. It's about creation. That. But it happens here first on Earth. Anyway, that's hard for just about anyone to swallow. It should be.
Not me.
I'm telling you now because you're about to see it. And it's not the death and destruction of everything or anything that's really good, except people that are hurting. Our natural state is that of spirit and ascension energy, not human bodies. We go into human bodies to have a life, to develop a little different for a short amount of time, and then as our spirit comes out of the body, these new characteristics that we develop during that life, our personality, that goes with us. It's already part of us. It's not a separate thing we hold on to. It's already bonded into the part of us that's inside this body. And we leave this, go back to the rest of ourselves, and bada boom, bada bing.
Thank you. What the heck's going on, buddy? The people's business class. Don't you still have some dope rhyme to lay down? Yeah.
Be the future looks very bright indeed. The beginning of forever and always will be. The old jokes no longer work on me.
I know what is, not what other people say will be. I'm more than just free.
I can truly see. My 3-0 flow will be impeccable. My new power will be completely directable towards changing reality along with the changes that are coming naturally.
The creation of the new world.
Even more funk to be sent out in multiple directions to multiple dimensions to generate
what?
Upward mobility and total mobility.
And I've always known better than all the fools around me. Why would I ever hold myself to somebody else's standard?
How could their limited imagination see me outside of their own expectations? I could have broken free at any point if I had turned completely inward and blocked out other people's toxicity.
about the fact about changing matter and shit. You know what I'm talking
regarded as an anomaly, day one. Scientists, doctors don't know what to do in the clinics and the hospitals. They just say anomaly, and she's also written off as being slightly deranged, even though they can see the physical evidences. They don't know how to process it. So she becomes part of this kind of anomalous demographic of which people who have got implants in them, of which we've been taking countless testimonies in the last couple of years, especially military veterans. So people with AI implants, alien implants, all of that stuff going on. What do you think geoengineering is all about? What do you think glyphosate's in the food is all about? What do you think fluoride is all about? This is all a confluence of chemicals which are triggering other responses in the human genetic expression. So we are being artificialized by intervention at that level. Raining down bariums and phosphates and aluminum and all of that is for a reason, people, in geoengineering and in the chemtrailing over the last 3 decades. It's for a reason. Okay? It's because those particulates are raining down into us. We're drinking them in the water, in the groundwater. We're breathing them into our lungs. We are embedded with particulates, microparticulates. These are submicron, okay? And these things are ultimately confluencing into becoming technologies inside the body, which are growing different form of neural pathways and arterial pathways. Fact, we're becoming roboticized, okay? It's part of a grander transhuman eugenics experiment. We are, as I've been saying for years, anyway, we are a genetic experiment. We are a hybrid. Humans are that. We have to own that piece before we can activate or actualize the Christed light, which then allows us to go into coherence with the Creator and then become the determiner of the outcome. So this is part of the beauty of how screwed up our lives are and how weird and wonderful. We are required through this compression of weirdness to find and identify that Christed nature and then decide how we want to steer the game. But Morgellon syndrome is now the identifiable medical condition with which millions of people are afflicted by. Now, what happened with Nancy Burson, Professor Nancy Burson? She turned into a human rainbow. I witnessed some of that. So I went to her apartment in Manhattan. I'm happy to talk about this stuff now. I didn't speak about it for 15 years.
I didn't either. Sasha Stone in conversation with Delia Mattinson. Right here on Space Play.
Now is the time, because now I've finally clocked, and many are clocking, what 5G is about, what COVID is about, what's inside the so-called vaccine, not a vaccine at all. That's why I'm now going to be screaming about this stuff, Leha, and I'm happy to bring some of those guests onto this show so we can also educate the audience in England and elsewhere.
And here it goes!
Thank you.
suffering from this. A woman that I met with yesterday, okay, and dealt with, she's got an artificial, an AI bot inside her solar plexus that's that size.
Oh,
that's
shit, grown, like a tumor,
except it's not a tumor. This is a psychotronic implant. It's real. Okay, and this little transistors that are moving around the body, implants that are moving in and around the body. The woman has nearly died multiple times. She had a heart attack because it got into her arterial system. These bots. People are being artificialized from the inside out. And we need to now apprehend this. There are surgeons out there who do remove implants. We'll bring them onto the symposiums that we're doing. There are doctors and nurses who now want to speak about this stuff. It is real. It's happening now. If we allow hundreds of millions of people to receive this Pfizer, Moderna abomination, we're going to see an exponential growth in the roboticization of AI roboticization of living souls. That's the bottom line here.
Sasha Stone, laying it down. Oh, it's birthday. Thank you.
You are now listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3. And we gonna start the show with some good news.
We got some news. We had some interesting phone calls today.